Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Get that.
Mike Cute.
I'm go up and down. That bitch, 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 that bitch can't bounce like bounce, 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 bounce,
Baltimore Awards Fall, May 19th. Grand prize, $1,000. The Ultimate House Grand March as a famous family. All houses must register no later than May 5th. Your mini grants include $500 for open to all performance, soft versus dramatic. Your team captains are Little James Todd, Little Rotten 007, Luke Ebony, Bloom Revlon, Beyonce Ebony. Mini grand number two, $500. Open to all runway team battles, the runway assassin. Team captain, Keith Ebony, Corey Chanel, Maurice Balenciaga, Honeycomb Dior, Dream Allure, Iman Balenciaga. Mini grand number three, $300. Scandalous triple threat, the Charlie's Angels, one breathtaking Carter, one sexy realness, and one sinister sex siren. Mini grand number four, $250. Sun Queen vs. Witch Queen, legendary performance, psychedelic madness. That's the second annual Baltimore Awards Ball, May 19th. Address, 51 Holland Street, Baltimore, Maryland. $30 all night. Tables will be fully stocked with refreshments and beverages. That's $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Doors open at 3 p.m. Ball starts at 5 p.m. This is an early ball, so please don't be late. Contact Father David Chanel for tables and info.
annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team street wear. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Tonight we're basically we're going to just spill tea, basically what I'm good for. First I want to shout out the Atlantic City girls. I love you all, smooches. Basically tonight we're just going to be, you know, no holds bar. We're going to be spilling tea. Whoever has tea, please call in. I'm bloody tired and I don't have time to just talk to myself all night. So if you have tea, call in. Try to disguise your voice, you know, if you know, or write me if you're just that scared. Because, you know, bitches be scared. But I'm not going to really attack anyone unless you attack me tonight. So, yeah, that's how we're going to go. Do I have any callers or any other host that wants to be a part of my bloody show tonight? Hello, Divine.
Hey, how are you, London?
Hello, my love. I'm lovely. Hello, chat room. I'm sorry, I forgot you guys. Hello, my bridges.
Yes,
there.
What's up, chat room?
So, yeah, like yesterday, my day was lovely. I actually had, like, about 4 clients. I did a bob. I did one. I braided one head. And, yeah, I did a lot.
Oh, that's why you're back and you're started working in the shop now.
Yeah, I'm actually working in a shop until I can get my own, you know?
Okay. Sounds good.
Really, I have no idea. Maybe she took Theraflu again.
All
right. Oh. So did you have tennis practice match today?
Yeah, I just walked in. Yeah, ended at 8:30.
I know it keeps you healthy, you know.
It actually stops me from being fat because, you know, being on loans, and then once you hit over, I'm over 30, I'll be 35 this year, actually. And once you get up there, girl, your metabolism slows down, and it's like, I have to do something to keep moving or I'm going to blow up.
But, yeah, keep doing you.
Have you played before?
Have I what? Played tennis before? I've been at resorts, you know, in Miami, and I've seen the tennis courts, but I know I never walked on it, you know?
Oh, okay.
I never
do you follow it on TV?
When I come to LA.
Hmm? I said, do you follow it on TV?
Not only people I really know is like a white girl. I know Venus, Serena, of course, and some white, I can't really pronounce her name.
Which one, Sharapova?
Yeah, she's actually,
Sharapova. There's so many. It's such an interesting sport, and it's a game of skill. People think you get out there and you're just banging this ball. It's not about that. It's about placement, and you have to actually, you know, like caress the ball. You can't just smack it, and it's not baseball. You know, you have to make this ball land in the court and in a spot where your opponent is kind of doesn't have the advantage in hitting something good back at you.
Basically, it's like you have to strategize with it.
Exactly. It's like moving chairs.
You really have to think. You have to think really fast on your feet.
Exactly. And you have to have quick reflexes or you get hurt, because if somebody shoots a ball at you, you got to get that racket up and get it out, you know, get that ball off you, unless you want to get hit with one. And trust me, I've been hit with a tennis ball a couple of times, and it hurts like hell. Oh, it hurts like hell. I have hit myself. I have had a tennis ball bounce off my racket and hit me in the mouth. I've had one hit me in the boob. Oh, God, when it hit me in the boob,
Did you hit yourself or did someone else hit you?
Well, somebody hit the ball at me, and when I deflected it, I didn't deflect it away from me. I just put my racket up, and it rolled off my racket and went right into my face.
Bloody.
Yeah, I was slow. I didn't get the racket up quick enough. If I would have got it up a little quicker, then it wouldn't have went like that, but I didn't foresee that coming. I thought that I had just hit a good shot on this person. I mean, like, I smashed on them. Like, I hit the ball so hard, and they stuck their racket out there, and they caught it with the end of their racket and popped it right back at me, and I wasn't in position to take it again. But I love it, though.
I know. I've actually bowed. You do know how to bow?
You what?
Do you know how to bow? Oh, we have a caller. 770-255. No, bowl, like bowling ball.
Oh, yes, we love bowling.
Okay, we have a caller. 770-255. Let's go. You're live on the air. Is this the back page, girls?
Oh, wow.
Next caller.
Oh, wow.
770-255, you're live on the air. No, they're not there, they're not. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, wow.
Private caller, if you're a private caller, please say, you know, something. Yeah, bloody.
Hi, London. Hi, Divine.
Hey, what's going on?
Great.
Okay, so do you have any juice, caller?
Yes, I have a huge crush for Rodney Prodigy. He is so cute.
All right. Well, who is this?
Huh?
May I ask who we're speaking with?
Kelly.
Yeah. So your name is Kelly?
Kelly. Yes, Kelly.
Kelly or Callie?
With Kelly. Can I have the legendary old mother to talk to the floor? Kelly? As a lost thing. Walk the runway. As a lost thing. And she's real neglect. As a lost thing. Performance diva. As a lost thing.
What's going on, boys and queens? We're live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. Now, Kelly, what was you saying, Kelly?
Oh,
Kelly?
She's gone.
Oh, I'm so sorry that she disappeared, Kelly. Time to call her. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, London. Hi, Divine.
What's going
on? Hey,
how are
you, babe? What's going on?
Hey, I just want to, I don't know, y'all. I'm trying to figure out. This is Brand New Shade. Hi, fellas.
Hi, Brand New Shade. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm bored. It's Tuesday.
You're bored, so
I'm
what
bored.
You want to talk about? You had a lot to say last night in the chat room, so what do you want to talk about tonight?
Yes, God.
What you want to know about me and my ex-man, because you was asking a lot of questions last night. Let's break it up tonight. You want your exclusive interview? You're going to be Vicky Gotti. You're going to be your interviewee. You're going to interview me. So what you want to know?
I'm going to be cuter.
So what you want to know?
So what happened?
My grandmother was a wise woman, and she said you can never turn a hoe into a housewife.
Who was hounding who?
You know, the kids was out and they was dibbling and dabbling and doing what they was doing, honey, and they thought that it wasn't gonna come back to bite them in the ass. And then when it came back to bite them in the ass, they just couldn't deal with it. It was just too much.
What are you talking about, girl?
So we're talking about me and my ex-husband.
That's what Brand New Shade wanted to talk about last night in the chat room, but, you know, everybody was paying it last night in the chat room. So since Brand New Shade called in tonight, honey, I guess we might as well just make it hot.
Yes.
You know.
Hey, hopefully
my husband was
muted.
Out, and he was doing what he was doing, and, you know, and I was paying it, and I was taking him back. And then when I decided to get out there and do what I was doing, the girls just couldn't take it. It was just too much.
Wait a minute, girl. So that
is exactly
about your ex?
Ad posted up on my page, bloody right now.
I'm
looking at the mark of Buddha.
The mark of Buddha.
The mark of Buddha.
Yes. So that's what it was, honey.
Yes. Well, we need more tops in the scene. No shade. There's a whole bunch of bottoms running around here rampant.
Mm. So what are you, a top or a bottom?
Well, it depends on the mood and who's,
So what are you into? Femme queens, butch queens, drags, cunt, all of the above?
Cunt, for sure. Butch queens, trade. Every now and then, not the trade, but they're traded.
She's lying.
Call her.
You just did a
trade
the other day.
Call her. Anyway. Oh, my God. Anyway, let's talk about the shady comments that Kelly was making at the DC ball towards the con girls.
What shady comments was I making?
I just saw the video. Hold on, you were saying something like, we ain't got time for all this, or I couldn't really hear it, so I thought I'd ask you personally.
What I was saying was, you know, we were sitting there, like I said last night, the first half was already 5 hours for the first half. For the first half, it was already 5 hours. Then we get on the judges panel for the second half, and they call Femme Queen Face, and these girls is not even walking the category, but they want to come out here for the category and taking up more time and all types of things. We don't have time for all of that. Bitch, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Checkout is at 12. I need to get some rest before I go back on the road.
Wait. Now, your honest opinion, who shouldn't have walked on stage?
Ayana. Ayana, Shannon, and Shanice, they was not walking the category. They just came out there to, you know, to just, you know, grace the floor. Nobody has time for that. That's why they have LSS.
Oh.
I'm not saying that they didn't have faith, but they shouldn't have came out there to grace the floor. That's what.
So is that why you two got into a reading session?
I guess that's why we got into a reading session. I really don't know, honey.
So I'm going to say it. I live for Shannon, Ayana. But that other fella, I don't know about her. I don't know.
No, don't do that to Shawnee. Don't do that. She's a nice lady.
Ooh. I just didn't see
her.
Wait a minute.
Shawnee,
she looked really good.
I didn't see it that night.
For you girls in the chat room that said stop hating, nobody was fucking hating. First of all, if you had a ball from 12 o'clock at night and to 9 o'clock in the morning, who wants to be there all that long time? First of all, if you was already there, you already got called out for LSS. The girls already seen what you was given already. It was no reason for you to come out there and have to take and grace the category, and you wasn't even walking the category. That's just taking up more motherfucking time from the bitches that's sitting up there that want to get home and that's waiting to walk their fucking category. Nobody's not hating. You stop hating. Stop sucking it, bitch.
Oh, another question. I have another question for the East Coast. Why does every time Cassandra gets called off for LSS, why does Day-Day come and storm her? Is this some shade, or?
I don't know, honey.
Oh. I'm just asking, because it's been a couple of times that she's been called out for, you know, her little legend status, and Day-Day comes and tries to shut her down. Is he still in some type of way, or?
Well, maybe we have to get Deshaun and Visu up here on the phone to find out. Deshaun, the girls want to know, honey, are you feeling some type of way that you have to storm, honey? What's the E, my E? What's the Dagala?
So, running shade, it seems like you got a lot of hot tea running through your veins. So,
I do not like the way you phrase that, or you phrase that question at all.
No, actually, I'm offering you a position.
On here? I'm honored, but I don't know.
On a Tuesday night, yeah.
Well, thanks. We can.
I need to answer now.
The girl in the room says because they think Cassandra's losing it since she became legend.
Maybe not.
Maybe they're
private caller live on the air.
Maybe they're stopped trying
like
to beat
Cassandra.
My house. Maybe they're beat yours.
You said what, private caller?
I like Cassandra.
What is it that you like about Cassandra?
I like the way she evolved, but I'm feeling a little changed more now.
But in all honesty, do you think that you know how rich girls, the worst they get rich, say Keisha Cole. Keisha Cole was on her grind for 05 for that first CD, and then after that first two CDs, she lost her grind and she kind of fell off.
I think Cassandra should change up her vote like Pony should.
Oh, yeah. Wait, the shade.
You said Pony,
Pony should
change up his vogue, because the way he was voguing against Berlin was the same vogue like he was voguing against Chris Infinity back when they was in Chicago. I'm just saying.
I don't think so. I think Pony is a pioneer in the ballroom scene. His vogue is legendary for his vogue, so he should not change it. Now, a young girl who
legendary and pioneer does not go in the same sentence.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, she said, what'd you say on there?
I said, legendary and pioneer does not go in the same sentence.
Thank you, Londa.
I think it does. I don't know.
It can't possibly.
Now, here's a question for the panel. The girls want to know Cassandra or Little James. If they were to battle, who was that?
Little James came down.
Thank you, Kelly.
See, I think it would be a battle.
I heard love to give a shout out to my girls, but I definitely want to give my girls another shout out to my girls Tanae and to all my girls in Atlantic City that's having their Pins and Chops Tuesday night party, honey. I want to give all of y'all a shout out there, honey. I see y'all girls, honey. Thanks for listening. Yeah, but definitely Lou James. Definitely, hands down, honey. It's no ifs, ands, or buts about that, honey.
Oh, I love Lil James. No shame, honey. Lil James goes left. And to be not a petite person, because it's hard to vote when you're a big person, honey. And Lil James is not necessarily a small person. He goes left.
No, he looks all good. All right.
What was you saying, London?
I said,
what you say about Lil James?
Don't
do that. I like Lil James. I have to come here and defend my friend. Don't do that.
No, we like Lil James, Devon.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. What you saying, London?
I say, are you saying that Cassandra's vote is owed, like everyone is used to it?
Well,
I
don't know.
I think Cassandra
has lost her crown since Cassandra has become legendary.
Cassandra has had
a fabulous run before she became legendary, and now that Cassandra has become legendary, Cassandra is no shade. Cassandra can't even win at a Vogue Nights Tuesdays. And they letting these naughty girls that really don't have a name win over Cassandra. Cassandra needs to learn how to pick and choose the times that she walks. Cassandra not need to be on the floor every time there is a category or it's just for money. I think Cassandra needs to lay back.
Well,
I'm tired of them letting these girls win over Cassandra that has no business winning over her.
That's the same thing
that was happening with Laomi when they made Laomi legendary. They was letting people that shouldn't win over her win over her. Mm-hmm. And she had to sit back, take some time off, take a breather, come back, clean up her shit, bitch, and get it out there. And Cassandra needs to do the same thing. It's no chance.
No, and you're so right, Kelly. And the thing is that Cassandra's so used to winning and not really having too much of a challenge out there at one particular time. It feels as if she's not as hungry for it no more. So she'll just go out there and do whatever. Because let me tell you the Cassandra that I love, the Cassandra that made me a fucking believer, was that bitch that was voguing at the motherfucking Allure Ball. What was it, like 2 years ago, maybe three?
Mm-hmm.
Baby. Now, that's the Cassandra that I love right there. That's the Cassandra that was no joke. That era right there, within that little four-month period, Cassandra was ripping to rule the girls. Like, it was horrifying. It was like, whew. Like, you had to pick a girl that you thought could actually get in the ring with her. But right about now, hey, you know, it's all about evolution, too. Another thing is, I'm so sorry. YouTube is killing Cassandra because if a girl takes her and can look up her shit and keep practicing until they get it, the next time they meet her and they can do it, she's gonna have to keep re-innovating herself. To be honest, you know, because these girls are their YouTube girls.
Hold on,
y'all. 678-362. You're live on the air.
Well, what's up, Kelly? Y'all, I was just giving a shout out, just passing through this booty.
Hey, Cody.
I have a booty. I love you.
I love you, too. What's going on? You coming to North Carolina this weekend?
No, I'm on punishment.
Huh?
I'm on punishment. I can't come out.
Okay, I was just passing through listening to y'all.
Okay, thank you, Booty, for calling in.
Yeah.
Okay, baby.
Keisha keeps pressing one and then going off. What's the matter, Keisha? You scared?
Oh, yeah, where's Keisha?
Keisha, keep pressing. Oh, here she go. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
What's
up, y'all? Hi, London. Hi, Kelly. First of all, let me just talk about Cassandra. Number one, let me explain something to you. Cassandra has been in the ballroom scene for over 10 years. So for all of you non-factors that saying that she needs to do this and that and third, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, who the fuck is she talking to?
I'm talking to you. Do your research.
Go ahead. I got to get on the couch.
Do your research. Cassandra has been turning it, okay? she has been turning. And the reason why some of the girls are probably turning her is because they're taking her moves. They're stealing her moves. They go on YouTube and steal her moves.
Girl,
and they
we just said that. We just said that.
No,
just
I'm
said
just saying. No, I'm just saying.
So while you was coming here trying to say non-factors and all that, directing shit toward people, what's that about?
That wasn't directed towards you. It was directed
towards... I'm sorry. Okay. I thought somebody said it was, you know,
no.
Who was that for? They was like, you. I was like, oh, really?
No. If anybody...
I won't even say the girls are still on their move because she came on the West Coast to the Vegas ball and the ballerina girl wasn't even doing any of her moves and still shut her down. Maybe Cassandra shouldn't be drunk when she's performing.
She was bugging a little conceited. She felt that she didn't have to do that much because she didn't think that girl had a little bit of something in her arsenal.
She probably wasn't prepared. But y'all gonna give
how are you not prepared? You should always be prepared. Every time you step out on a runway, you should be prepared.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Hold on. Let me say what I gotta say, and then Keisha, you can finish. And everybody, please stop cutting everybody off. Let everybody talk one by one. What it is with Cassandra, I love Cassandra performance down, but Cassandra is a cocky performer. And when Cassandra thinks that she has somebody that's an underdog, Cassandra thinks that she don't have to go into her full potential, and that's what makes Cassandra lose to these girls that she has no business losing to, Keisha. Now go ahead, Keisha.
Right.
Kelly, I was playing devil's advocate because, you know, you got to understand the ballroom scene, a lot of people's under a lot of pressure. And a lot of times when you're under a lot of pressure or you are the it factor, you have something that you have to keep. And a lot of times when the girls fall back, the girls want to, oh, what's going on? You're losing your touch. You're losing this. You're losing that. So a lot of times they do have this cocky, vain attitude because we, the public, we was bigging them up when they was doing their shit. So you can't hurt. You can't take that from someone. We're the public that put that in Cassandra, okay, when she was doing her thing, when she was winning, and it was she was the shit. It was the public that was bigging up, giving her all her props. So now that she's falling off, according to the public, now you want to knock her? That's not right, neither.
No, it's ballroom. You know, they lift you up to tear you down. That's just how
there's
it goes.
Like,
but
example,
no one tore her down, though. I'm not talking about y'all.
See, y'all taking it personal. I'm saying
I understand what you're saying. Oh. That's the talk on the street is that Cassandra is, you know, is fizzling out.
Okay, so, Divine, everyone goes through that phase. Everyone can't be on top forever. Everyone's going to have to take a pill, take a chill pill, or give it to someone.
I agree.
But you know what it is? You know what it is? Girls need to know when to lay back and take a breather and come back out and gag these girls. And I have told this to Cassandra when I see, like, you know, the little people in the house of Ebony and it's a Vogue Tuesday and they grabbing her to come out there. I told her one time, stop walking Vogue Tuesdays. You need to pick and choose when you're going to come out. Let these girls miss you for a while.
And Kelly, I would have to agree. And you
But the thing is, they don't miss. They actually forget. The girls will forget about you.
But Kelly, you know, back in the days, well, not back in the days, but back in, you know, the late 90s, you wasn't supposed to come out and show your shit only at a real motherfucking ball. You wasn't allowed to walk these kiki functions because if you walk these kiki functions, the girl will steal your move, do it better, and then turn you the fuck out. And guess what? You have to recreate another move because they don't took your move and recreated it or what have you and did it better than you, and now you like, oh, shit, this is why you don't go. Yeah, exactly. Kelly, I have to show you something. I need your number, Kelly. I got to show you. I went to Atlantic City. Keisha was at Atlantic City. I have to show you something, but I got to talk to you private.
Okay.
Well, this
I
is
need
private.
Your email.
This is
email.
A private affair.
Huh?
This is a private affair.
No, it's something for Kelly. Kelly, no. No, but I love your show, and I wasn't attacking the panel. I was attacking people that was attacking Cassandra. And y'all got to give it to her. She's doing her thing.
I like Cassandra. I mean, like I said, I like Cassandra, and she's one of the girls that definitely, you know, wows the crowd and, you know, usually does. But like you said, people, it's one thing, it's about, It's about exposure. She's doing
right.
Beyonce right now.
I agree. I agree with that. But one thing I will say, I'm going to let you go, Devon, when you watch Cassandra, it's like she's not boring. There's like a whole herd of
girls that
are boring. They just bore the fuck out of me. But when Cassandra hits that floor,
Keisha, hold on, Keisha.
Cassandra, she
Hold on, London. Because, Keisha, you always a bitch to come up here on a Tuesday or a Monday night and make it hot. Give me your top five boring girls, whether they're butch queens, femme queens, or drags.
Oh.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Come on, Keisha, girl. Come on.
Kelly, put me on the spot.
You probably you put us all on the spot. All the time. So now, now the roles have turned.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Rory's boring.
Okay, that's one.
Oh, God.
These girls better stop trying, my sister Divine. That's
it. Kelly, got to come back to you now. Ask somebody else. You caught me. You caught me off guard.
One bitch queen.
They said,
you gave me one bitch queen. I'll give you a femme queen and a drag. I just went through
it. A femme queen
and a drag.
Destruction. Boy. Destruction. She bores me.
Then, okay, that's your femme queen. Now give me your drag queen.
A drag queen?
I thought feminine was a drag.
She's a... Oh.
Well,
oh,
y'all trying it now.
What is she?
Hold on.
Ooh, a femme queen.
What is she?
What the girls giving me in this chat room? They're reading me, girl. What are they saying?
Kelly, there's not many boring femme queens. There's not many...
Well, feminine destruction is a femme queen. I said drag queen. Feminine is a femme queen. They are trying it. That call it brand new shade is trying it.
A drag queen?
I thought she was a drag.
No, that lady is a femme queen. She got tits and ass and everything.
Oh.
Bubble like soap.
I can't. Ask Kelly. Ask Jasmine. Jasmine's on the phone right now. She's on the phone right now. She's listening.
Jasmine.
Ask her.
I
want to
know what they were saying
phone.
About me.
And Lucia, give me your top three.
Uh-oh.
One drag, one femme queen, one butch queen.
For what? Top three for what?
For boring. Who's the boring performer?
Boring performers?
Yes.
Oh. I would definitely have to say, oh, that's hard.
See?
Girl.
I don't think feminine
is boring. I would say Mercedes Prodigy is boring to me. I don't see her vote.
What?
No.
Are you crazy?
Yes. Girl, what?
She is the epitome of femininity. She elopes. She gets all five elements and heals. Are you kidding me?
It's other girls that do it for me.
I love it.
Oh, my
answer. That's my honest opinion.
Why you add it like that? Because she don't slam herself all on the ground hard?
Exactly, because that's not voguing. Slamming yourself on the ground is not voguing. And that's not feminine.
I've seen butch queens do it softer.
It has to vogue like a lady.
Exactly.
This caller is being a mess. I got it.
Ooh.
My boring, are we doing boring femme queens or drags?
All three.
Oh, so I only have a boring femme queen, and that's Nicola.
Oh, shit.
You guys are going to have to lady press at one. Okay, London, leave that lady alone.
Bored me with over.
Kelly, you're going to start it something again.
She bored
me. Why do her always bore you? Because I think her always is really cute, London.
Wait.
Y'all better get off Nicole, because Nicole does, she did Owe and she does Vogue Femme, and she used to turn Vogue Femme too. Don't sleep on Nicole.
When I seen her vote against Kelly, I actually got a little excited, but she went back.
Not your pussy got wet.
No. Not for that. Are you there?
Oh.
Did you just bloody upset me?
Oh my gosh, honey. Well, It's a mess, honey.
I can't say anything, because anything I say, y'all gonna think I'm trying to be shady, and I'm not shady.
Baby, you were.
I
want to
know what they were just saying about me in that movie up there. They were trying me. What happened?
Basically, they said that watching Cassandra Vogue is like watching you Vogue now.
Oh, girl. I don't even Vogue, so I don't know what they're talking about.
I remember, never mind, Divine. Never mind. Never mind, my sister.
Girl, that shit was like 10 years old. That shit is so old.
Lady Shade, Lady Shade, you giving up your cover, honey, because there ain't nothing with that lady on YouTube, so you got to be a girl from L.A., honey.
There is a clip on YouTube. The clip on YouTube is when Divine is voguing Lovely.
Yeah, that's over 2 years old, honey. I'm sorry.
Hold on, y'all. Private caller, you're live on the air.
You better bring out that video, Divine.
I better what?
Bring out that video of Divine voguing against Revlon.
Oh, girl. It's been out. It's all on Facebook.
Say?
Ask Milan to repost it. He seems to get it.
Thank you, private caller. Oh, my.
Okay.
I have a question for Kelly. Kelly, which femme queen do you think should have stopped before her last operation?
Oh. Avocat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's be safe.
Oh, my fucking God. I'm not ready for this motherfucking. I'm not. He said, I'm not ready for this tea party. Oh, my God. I'm fucking driving this thing. I'm going through the fucking windows.
Isn't it a big juice?
What?
I said, isn't it a big juice?
Oh, my God, baby. OMG.
What happened, Kelly?
Oh, my God.
Keisha, you're not in my tea party room.
Can you invite me, London?
Private message me.
How do I do that?
Are you old?
I'm sorry?
Are you old?
Am I old?
Yeah, do you not know how to use a computer?
Of course. Of course I'm computer literate, London.
Whoa, so
who's that laughing like that? Like a hyena?
Everybody.
I'm done.
Do you guys call it DM?
Baby, I'm done, honey. Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes. I need to take a break. I'll be back.
No, I want to know about that. I want to know what Erica's surgery was. Y'all still finished it. What happened?
Ooh. Somebody said Erica.
What was it?
Erica Garcon.
Ooh.
So she.
What did she get?
I
don't even know who that is, but what did she get?
Erica walked that ball. Remember, she walked the Icon ball with the red hair.
She did Blowfish.
She slayed the girls the couple in 2007 or 8. It was Femme Queen Face. She came out with the red hair.
I do remember her.
Erica, she's a girl star.
She's
very pretty. She used to be a Ivisu, and then she became an Allure, and then she left the Allure and became a Garcon.
I remember pretty that finger wave.
Right, remember?
Okay, so what did she do?
London, what did she do?
Baby, I will not say what she did.
London.
Wait, did she get a tsunami?
Yeah. A tsunami? Oh, you was a plan tonight.
By the way,
she got a tsunami
Divine.
And she should have gave it up.
I used to play tennis when I was a little boy.
Well, why'd you stop?
Got older,
yeah,
maturity, got older. You know, tennis is like, you know, as you get older, if you lose interest in something, it just like kind of phases out. I mean, I love to watch Venus and Serena.
Okay.
But if you don't know how to play the sport, you're not watching it, will not entertain people who doesn't understand the sport. You have to understand tennis to really get to know
definitely.
It. Like, especially in our community, they don't know about tennis because they don't understand the sport. But I used
and
to
they
play.
Don't want to open their minds. These people
exactly.
are so wide, and it's
exactly.
really not a wide sport.
You know, if I, you know if I kept with it, I could have been the next famous black tennis player if I stuck with it. But you know how it is. When you're young, you don't think like that. You don't think like that, and I wish I did because we need more black tennis players.
I'm mad at myself. If I'd have known, I would have started playing earlier.
Mm-hmm. Just like gymnastics. I love gymnastics.
Where's Kali?
So, Keisha.
Yes.
So, Keisha, basically, we all voted in the room, and, you know, access got denied for you.
Why?
You are not in the running anymore to becoming America's next cat man.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Damn it, Keisha.
Yeah. But Divine, I went to Atlantic City in full drag, and I had a blast. A fucking blast.
Okay, Atlantic City is Jersey, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Divine, you took the boys in Atlanta, New Jersey. They treat you like hunt in the casinos. They don't give a fuck. I got my L-I-F-E.
Really?
Oh.
Oh.
Tell me.
And
Vegas, right?
Were you?
Vegas,
huh?
Casino-y?
What? Oh, in Vegas?
I was, no,
Atlantic
City.
I said
Atlantic
City is like Vegas.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, it's got the Vegas feeling. So, did you do the boardwalk and everything?
It was too cold, Divine. It was really cold.
Okay.
It was kind of cold. The weather was kind of fucked up this past weekend.
You know, I was happy. The last time I went to New York, I actually saw the Statue of Liberty for the first time out of all the times I've been because I always fly.
And, Divine, you don't even know me, but I know you because we was house members a couple years ago. I'm not going to tell you who I am. You don't ever be now. Quiet as cat.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do I like you? Do I like you?
We didn't speak much because the only time I saw you was at a ball. So you really
wow,
didn't get to see Chanel.
Okay.
Then I left the Chanel and I became an Ebony.
Oh, that wasn't smart.
Hmm?
Where's Kelly? we have another caller.
That was stupid, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you?
8. 973-238, you're live on the air.
What happened yesterday when the lady upstairs talked about her grandmother passed and I was like, go catch up with her? What did I tell her she took? Oh, no. So I lost my grandmother today.
Hi, Alexis.
Bye, Paul. Is that Alexis?
Hey, Alexis, what's tea? Alexis.
No, she's
wait a minute, London.
There.
London.
What?
Do you know
Kanush?
Kanush.
Where's she from?
Because Jasmine, Kanush.
Who's Kanush? Like, where's she from?
I don't Jasmine, where's she from?
Connecticut.
And then how about Nanushka?
Switchboard, next caller.
How about Bubble Soup?
Switchboard, next caller.
What is that shit? Yeah.
Bubble Soup.
She's over there climbing the mountains. We ain't got time to entertain. Mm-mm. Switchboard, next caller.
I'm thinking that's Keisha. And no, next bloody caller.
What happened?
What?
Oh, Keisha.
The men's room is that way. Next caller.
Keisha, why did you leave the house of Chanel?
Divine, don't do that.
I want to know.
Don't do that.
Moment of truth.
This is ballroom talk. Why did you leave? What was the specification?
We'll talk about that another time. Probably.
You got kicked out.
The real question is who approached you?
Why another time?
No, I didn't get kicked out.
Were you approached by Ebony?
Listen, no, don't do that. That's not nice. Don't do that. I don't like to.
He didn't leave. He got kicked out.
Oh, my God.
They kicked that ass out.
It's not mean like that. We're just asking questions. This is what we do.
Let's really get it. So why the Vogue Femme girls don't put no performance anymore? That's what I really want to know. These girls don't perform. They did the same spins and dips.
We're
and it's not just no performance.
Because
no
YouTube spoiled them. All they do is go to YouTube and steal people's shit, okay? And too many girls are walking so much, they don't give it a break. That's why.
Right.
They walk so
I
much,
agree.
You notice they do the same thing, you know?
But I gotta give a shout out to Daddy YouTube because he's the first motherfuckers that put half of these bitches on the map on YouTube so the girls can see what the girls are doing. Because before YouTube, the girls had to go to a function to see what the girls were doing. So shout out to Daddy YouTube.
The first YouTube video the first YouTube videos I started watching for was from that
Daddy YouTube, JR922.
Yes.
He put New Jersey on the map.
Oh, my
and
God.
Thank
that
you.
Fucking key he used to do in the background on those videos used to get me together.
You took it back.
Well, I know what both
and I'm only 19.
I really... I like a
I have a question for you. Someone
Wait. Devon was speaking.
How do you look?
Hold on.
I'm a femme queen.
Like swamp.
A man.
No, I was saying, I know both of them that I can appreciate the way they detail their appearances because I never get burnt out. And every time I see them, I always want more.
Who's
I'm
this?
Trying to find
Ronaldo.
Out if him. Devon got a man.
I'd love to see Ronaldo go left.
Yes, Ronaldo, yes. He gets performed.
Yes.
Ronaldo. I can never get enough of Ronaldo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't ever do it for me.
Devon got a man. What up?
What's going on? Coming?
Do Keisha and Devon got a man.
Oh?
Do Keisha and Devon have men?
Yeah.
Don't go for Kelly because she pounds the kids. Don't go for my sister Kelly because she'll pound you.
Because I'm trying to bag something up here tonight.
That's
all
I need.
Keisha's available and she was pumping through Atlantic City.
I like straight. No. I like straight boys. You have to be. I like straight boys. I don't deal with gay boys. Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's smart.
London, the girls is going in about your tea room, your London tea room. What's going on, girls? Just tea.
There's a lot. I don't really explain myself, you know.
Well, what's been the hot topics in the tea room? Can you tell us some of that?
If you want to attack, don't attack the radio, you know, because you can attack my room personally.
Hold on, we have another caller, private caller, you're live on the air.
London, am I in the people?
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Well, I know London got Nicole naked picture in her room.
Oh, okay.
Exit in the post.
Hey, that was Nicole.
I need to be added to that tea room. Linda, can you add me to the tea room, sis?
Yes,
or?
Linda, please put me in there, bitch. Why are you doing me like
got
that, girl?
I have pictures of Nicole Penis.
I have Philippine secretaries that post the pictures. They don't really know who they're posting.
Oh, one girl whose vote I see, though, every time, well, not every time, but majority of the time, is Selena Prodigy. Selena Malina.
Yeah, she eats it for me a little bit.
And she performs. Her performance, she has performance. It's just not spins and dips. It's a little bit of performance.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to put my baby James Caan in there, even though I do see James a lot, but I love James Vogue, too.
Yeah.
I waited for London to approve you for her tea room. I added you to the room.
Oh, yes, God. Let me go up in there.
Kelly, can you add me too? Oh, that means I gotta get my Facebook.
Baby, they're going to this computer right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I hope I'll fall out.
Some of you guys have to get approval, you know. Don't get your hopes up, like Keisha.
Approve me, huh?
Like I said, I definitely do the poo-poos and things. My girls in the sweatshop, they do it for me, you know?
Oh, no.
Well, I
Okay, Divine, you're in. Who was next?
I am.
So we have another caller, 201-673. You're live on the air.
Because she don't want to fall in the same line.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, somebody is mad in that background.
What's good, y'all? Hey, Kelly, y'all. This is Lamel Ebony from Texas. I just wanted to say hi to everybody. You know, we were just having a conversation here, too. I have Father Don Juan Ebony here, too.
Oh, you hear that?
Hey, Kelly,
Keisha,
how you doing?
One of the fucking house members, Keisha.
What?
Keisha is one of your house members, girl.
I'm listening.
Who that?
That's Keisha, the Ebony that was a Chanel.
Oh, hey, welcome to the house.
Right.
Hey, Kelly, this is Don Juan Ebony. I had a question that I wanted to ask everybody on the that attended the DC ball.
Mm-hmm.
You silly. But I wanted to know. Y'all is crazy, but I wanted to know, before the ball had actually started with LSS, what did you all think about the performance that we had pushed in terms of the Be the Generation and everything? Because, you know, I was back there at the table and everything, and I just wanted to find out, what did everybody think about that?
Ooh. Jesus.
Hello.
I'm glad he asked Kelly.
Oh well, I really didn't pay any attention. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. I didn't pay any attention. I was saying to myself, will they hurry up and start at LSS and let the balls go on? I wasn't paying any attention.
I feel you, and I just wanted to get people's opinions that was there about it, because that's one of the things that we're trying to, you know,
like,
do something new and everything, but you know.
I love the organizations and everything that the organizations are trying to do and branch out into balls. Nobody wants to come. First of all, if a ball is supposed to start at the door is supposed to open up at 10 and the ball is supposed to start at 11 and then it don't start until 1:30. Nobody is going to be interested in that if you was actually there at the time it was supposed to start. No one's going to be interested in seeing that. We just want to get to LSS to get the category started so we can get back doing what we got to do. Nobody's not going to be really interested in that, nor a drag show or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. All of that does is just call and make people agitated.
Mm-hmm. I feel you, and I respect that. One more thing, and I'm going to get off the line. But did y'all think it was kind of like a low crowd for a DC Awards ball?
Yes, it definitely was. Oh. It definitely was a low crowd from what we've seen in previous years. From last year when Haru did it and from the previous year when Jasmine did it, it was definitely a low crowd and definitely low attendance this year.
What would your opinion be? Why is it like that, especially being D.C., you know, that's like the East Coast, you know?
You had a ball of Philadelphia. You had a ball of Philadelphia the Friday before. You had a ball of New York City the Friday before also. Then you have a ball that's coming up in North Carolina the next weekend. I think the previous weekend before that, we was out of state at another ball. It's just so many balls back to back. You don't get a rest. It actually burns people out after a while, especially somebody like me that's on every day. From state to state to balls, it actually burns me out and it gets really tiresome. And you have no breaks. Like this whole month of May, you have no breaks. It's a ball back to back. It's no breaks at all.
Oh, thank you. I respect that. Okay. And what did y'all think about the conversation that Dex, Ebony, and Tony Revlon had?
that whole commotion that was going on about Trouble.
I understand exactly where Tony was coming from because, you know, you're a new legend and you're trying to deem it was it wasn't just Trouble, it was 6 to 7 other people that was trying he was trying to deem to be legend, and you're a fresh legend straight off the scene. How could you come out and just deem people legend? You have not been around in the game that long to take and have the adequate knowledge of deeming somebody legend. So I definitely understand exactly where Tony was coming from.
But see, Tony has said that he never had judged Trouble before, and I just kind of find that ironic because Trouble used to be a part of your house. So if you know that he used to
Trouble
be a part of your
house, but Tony has not judged Trouble since Trouble has been a legend. What he's saying?
That was like his second time with a legendary performance. Okay,
so
I understand. When should we be expecting the ball from you and the Ebonies?
No comment on that.
So when is this going to be a ball coming to Texas?
Oh, my ball is coming up real soon. Y'all already know.
Caller, we have to stop you right there.
Okay, London, I got to. Well, there is a ball coming up in Texas, in Dallas, in June. Then the No Jingle Ball Part 3 will be in December. I'll see all y'all this weekend in North Carolina.
Okay, well, we can't wait to definitely see y'all in North Carolina.
All right, love y'all.
Okay, bye-bye.
So is there any Ebony that we can get on the line to answer when the Ebonies are going to throw another ball or
Keisha,
or when they are?
Is Keisha still there, Keisha? Is the Ebony throwing another ball?
Oh. Well, Divine.
Yeah. I am getting out of the room. Oh my God, I can't.
Hello. This picture of this father. Speaking about that, do you think it's fair for sex tyrants to get plastic surgery to enhance their features when there's other girls who are going to the gym every day to get their body?
That was a topic on another show.
Can I answer that?
Look, shade.
Oh, this motherfucking room is landing. Where did you get all this shit?
That room is ugly.
Oh my God, wait a minute. They got me in here, you dirty bitches. Let me see. Oh, okay.
I can't take this room. OMG.
You love that.
Is Kelly back, or are we awaiting Kelly? Or?
Oh, my God.
Send the numbers over to London. I'm taking an ass break.
I'm still waiting for my answer from the question I asked Kelly earlier.
What's your question, honey? Because I'm taking a break. Honey, I have to move away from the computer. It's to get on the couch. What's your question?
Which femme queen do you think should have stopped before her last operation?
It's no shame. I love this lady down. I know her a little bit. I don't know her personally. But I love her down, and I think that she was such a pretty girl before she went overboard. But she's comfortable in her skin, so I'm comfortable with her. But I think that Lola Ebony should have stopped.
Oh. Touché, I can see that.
Maybe. And I also think Jessica Evisu should have stopped.
And I think Gucci Ebony should have stopped.
What?
I'm just being real, but you know the girl's gonna say I'm being shady, but I'm just giving my opinion. You know when you see people and they at a certain point in their life and they looking good and they doing good and everything, and then the next time you see them, you're like, why did she go do that? That's what some of those girls give me. Like, you was already there. Why did you go? I'm not gonna say the name that the girls is texting the red phone. I'm not gonna say that name. Okay, we're not gonna go there. Okay, boom. Okay, hold on. The rest of your conversation, honey. I'll be back in a few minutes. Ass break.
This is for Divine. Divine, how do you feel about the West Coast? There's a your house, and now the Escadas are the only ones who are throwing balls. But not majority, but all the major balls are thrown by Chanel. Oh, Devon?
Wait, Cola, what was your question?
I was asking Devon, how does she feel that being on the West Coast, that her house is the only house that throws major balls?
How do I feel about being on the West Coast and my house being, who is that?
This is Brandon.
Oh.
Well, I got to clarify that. First off, my house has yet to actually even throw a ball. It's been me and the house father. We have thrown balls. We sold the awards ball and the legends ball, and we've thrown different balls. But as far as the actual house ball, no. And how do I feel about that? I'm not the only person. It's maybe one or two other people that throw functions from time to time, but I think we're just the only people that actually throw the major functions besides the openness ball, which is thrown by Reach LA and Sean Milan Garcon. But I mean, I feel that they could, you know, they. I mean, there's room for improvement everywhere. What am I supposed to say about that?
I'm just saying. I think it's kind of especially for houses to have
wait,
so
say
many
again.
Members.
I can't hear you, baby, because people are talking over you. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Especially for some of these houses to have so many members on the West Coast. And they're not doing anything. Are they not collecting dues? Or, I mean, what's going on?
Well, a lot of those
people,
when you get ready to throw a ball, it's really, you know, you're showcasing your house and the talent in your house when you're throwing a house ball. So a lot of people don't even have the knack of doing that yet. Like, you know, they don't have enough people to showcase or necessarily have people that should be showcased.
So you're saying that they don't have talent?
No, you're not gonna put words in my mouth. I'm saying they don't have a lot to showcase. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know why they don't do it. We probably would have to ask them why they don't throw balls, because that's not a question that I can answer. But you know, hey, it all comes with the territory. It's a reason why we're number one, and we get out there and we do what we got to do. So. You know, these other girls, they're coming.
It's been a long time.
It has. But, from what I heard, there's another house they're getting ready to throw a ball soon. So we'll see what happens.
I do know, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a mini ball coming up for the West Coast. Let me check
on this. I'm sorry, I don't attend those any longer.
There is a mini ball on the 22nd of May.
I don't attend mini balls any longer. But I mean, I'm sure people go out and they'll have a good time. I hope so. I hope everyone has a really good time. Well, to me, a lot of mini balls go out. You know, a mini ball is just is another, just for the reasons that I'm an old school girl, and just like how someone was saying earlier in the show today. Okay, somebody got a lot of background going on. Okay, are we ready? Can we get that background muted or something? Okay, there we go. Why I choose not to really attend that many mini balls is because the mini balls are unstructured, and I'm not for unstructured. I like structured. You know, I like going to a ball
I like the star statements. I like the, you know, I like when it's a, you know, a big event. A lot of people come out and there's more structure. I don't like the mini balls because I feel like anything can happen at a mini ball. It's like freelance. You know, people don't have to put that much effort into what they're doing. They don't have to really, you know, it's a ripoff to me. To an extent, it is a ripoff of a real ball because if you're going to a ball, you're going to put your best foot forth and you want to be, you know, you want to showcase yourself in that life, then, you know, why go to a mini ball and do lesser? You know what I mean? It's like, it's, you know, some people feel like it's for practice, and I don't know. To me, it's just, to me, not that many people come to mini balls, so you don't really get the true gist of what's going on in ballroom if you pay attention. And then it's like mini balls take over. Like I said, anybody ends up on the panels at mini balls, and anybody ends up sometimes winning over people at mini balls. And it's like, If you got a name out there and you're doing something and then you walk a mini ball and you get beat by a little girl at a mini ball, then, you know, that kind of, it looks slanderous when you get ready to go to a big ball. You'll be able to lose much easier to that same person. Ask Cassandra. It happened here.
I understand. I get you.
You know, it's like, you know, you get to that point, it's like, I don't want to keep putting myself or my children in that particular atmosphere of what goes on. I don't care for what goes on in mini balls, and I don't, you know, I don't think that it's a true representation of what should be going on at a ball or what does go on at an actual ball, you know. So, that's why I choose not to participate in that any longer. It's just, it's such a off.
504-215, you're live on the air.
Yeah, so this is not a Juan Ebony in Houston again. I like that he made that comment because my thing is, It kind of speaks to a double standard. So if we say that we don't kind of like pay the mini balls and everything like that, why are we judging people who have legendary status? And I'm not saying any names, but why are we judging them for walking those balls anyway? I mean, if we paying it, why are we going to perceive or judge them based on what they walk as far as mini categories is concerned? I mean, mini balls is concerned. So if you don't see it and you don't pay it, why are you going to judge them accordingly when it comes to a major function? It does not make any sense.
Wait, say that again? I mean, I'm lost. I've kind of lost it, the interpretation. What are you getting at?
So what I'm saying is, and I guess I'll just let the cat out the bag about Cassandra, and I was just listening to that whole conversation. So if Cassandra is walking these other balls or whatever the case may be and everything like that, it's like once it's time for her to walk these major balls, why is she being judged based on what she's walking in, as far as a mini ball is concerned at a major ball? Why is she being judged on that, and why is she being judged or questioned on her character?
No. Well, when I said that, I don't mean that she's being judged like that at a big ball, but what I'm saying is once you lose at a mini ball, it's so much easier to lose to that same person at a bigger ball because it's like they've already beat you. You know what I'm saying? Because you put yourself in that predicament. It's what I'm saying. You know, I'm a true believer. I judge what's in front of me at the moment. If Cassandra could have been voguing like Boo Boo the Fool last night, and then she comes in and turns it today, I'm going to give her my vote. You know what I mean? At a real ball. Like, I'm going to judge for what she does in front of my face. But what I was saying is once people see you start to pick up a losing streak, especially like at a mini ball, it's so much easier for you to continue that losing streak when it comes to the bigger ball because you've already started losing. You feel me now?
But I agree with
that's
you.
That's like Mike Tyson decided to fight somebody off the streets when you can fight these people for $1 million a pop, like you've been doing. But you go to a bar and get in a bar brawl and get your ass kicked for generally.
But we're judging her based on perception, and so if we're going to use these little mini functions and all that kind of stuff, and judge her based on perception, that's not the right thing to do. Because one of the things that I realize about Cassandra, and I love her down, is that she's a young person with a legendary status, okay? Some of these people who are legendary and icons, they may walk a ball, they may fall off the map and all that kind of stuff. So sometimes when they do come back and walk a major ball, it almost seems as if they're trying to prove themselves to the newer generation. Cassandra is a young legend, and she has this momentum and this oomph as a young person, and she's just doing what she's doing. She's doing what she loves to do. So whether it be a major function or a mini function, she's doing what she's doing in the ballroom scene. and she should not be judged or anything like that based on whatever function she walks.
Well, a lot of things happen out here that shouldn't happen, and it just does. That's why I know the mold, so I feel like, you know, those are the things that occur, and I just don't feel that I want to partake in that. So I'm not saying that that's how I feel things should go, but I know that generally that's how it goes. And if you can't control a situation, then what you do is you do what you can. You control yourself.
I see. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank y'all.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Next caller, please.
I got hung up on. My phone dropped. And he was talking bullshit anyway, so I didn't want to hear it anyway. I personally feel to the Ebony, anytime you step on a runway, you should be prepared and be ready. If you're not, you shouldn't walk. That's just like a face child walking with a pimple on his face. It's preposterous. That's right. You should always be ready.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's just like a drag or a femme queen walking out and they're not tucked. Like, it's unacceptable.
And then
so
they're walking realness.
Right. So why would we allow them to walk and then you have a femme queen performer and she's giving you half-assed performance? Why would you allow her to walk, continue to walk? Because that's just my honest opinion. I might be wrong. But if you're a new legend or an old legend, a legend is a legend. So you should already know the rules, the ins and outs of the game. Oh, my God. How big is his bird? Oh.
It's not the premium size.
I can't.
It's more like half full.
Is it wrapped around?
What are y'all watching?
Wrapped around with her full.
Is it wrapped around his waist? Is it a new belt? What?
2240581. You're live on the air.
So, hey Kelly, hey London, hey Divine. So where is Alexis at tonight?
What?
Where is Alexis at tonight?
That bitch probably
girl
some shit.
London, you was turning it over there in that room. That's all I wanted to say.
And I thank you.
You. Bitch, mind you, I didn't even have my computer open. I was just listening on my phone. And when it was like, oh my God, oh my God, and something, and Kelly was just like, oh bitch, I gotta take a cigarette break. I gotta sit on this doggone couch. I can't take no phone calls. I'm like, well, what the fuck is they looking at? And I went in that room. I said, oh, okay, well,
okay, boss.
What is this? Lime green.
I can't. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I got.
Well, moment of truth question. Moment of truth. Is it real or is it popped?
No, I. From what I gathered in another photo, it was some type of ace bandage wrapped around the real tee just to thicken it out. But I guess. I don't know. You'd have to hold it and see.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to come out and be seen for that. But they said, what's the name dude have a cute piece of meat, though?
He who must not be named. Let's just call him he who must not be named.
You know, I don't have no problem.
She's basically a power bottom, so it really doesn't matter.
I don't know. But it looks like it's wrapped around that waist like one or the other, like it's giving me some type of belt.
Well, why did you just say his name? Go here, because, you know.
It may be a strap-on. I think it's a strap-on. Because in a lot of her pictures, I don't think so, because
look, it's the balls. The balls.
No. In a lot of her professional pictures, it's just like nothing there.
Kevin,
so.
You okay over there, girl?
Wait, Kelly, I actually have
some tea on you.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Are you up for it?
No, mommy.
No, I was talking about Kelly.
Let me do Jack a favor.
Give me 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes, and I'll be back with y'all.
Let me do my Uncle Jack a little favor. Is the Mizrahi ball for $15,000? Is that what's coming up? Did I hear that correct? Or
do they have that amount?
Did you just ask, do they have that?
You know, you can't let one bad apple spoil you the bunch. Maybe they will make it, you know. If they do, I will be there. You know. Why are you guys falling out?
You're not gonna get me. Y'all can put me back
on hold so I can secretly key to myself over here.
So, Naima, are they having a $15,000 ball?
You said, are they who?
Are they having a $15,000 ball? That sounds like a challenge.
This is the first time I have even heard it. It's whoever the person is on the phone saying it.
I
thought that's what I heard.
So, $15,000 for what?
Just the total amount. Hold on. Let me research.
But wasn't the Coletti just for that amount?
No, Well, see, and Miss Jasmine, she give out her money. Miss Kentucky, she giving out $1 million, and she give it out. That wasn't a collection ball. You're not gonna get me in this. Where's Kelly at? Put me back on hold. I am just listening because you're about to get me to say something.
We're just speaking the truth.
Yeah, you try to turn it. You're not going to get me to do it.
So are the girls planning to try to throw another Coletti on their own?
It couldn't be throwing a collection ball, because the girls will come to the collection ball.
So the girls won't go to that ball?
I don't know.
Wait, did anyone go to Skateland that year?
Oh, well, you know what, I went.
You know, it was only like 10 people there.
Oh, no, it was more than that. I mean, but you know what, though, the Skateland is really, really big, too. You got to have a really nasty fly or something to really pack the girls in there or something, you know, but... I mean, there's people there. I don't know about no 15,000.
I don't know.
I could have swore that's what I heard. Can we get? Can someone get Jack or Mizrahi on the line, please?
I don't think he's going to come on here.
They would have been. But I would have thought they would have did it for the New York Awards Ball or something like that.
They may not have another awards ball in that doggone place again. I commend Jack for throwing a successful ball, but that motherfucking place was absolutely fucking horrible. I hate the owners. I hate that doggone place with a passion. So.
Are you talking about the little sweat spot that they do the ball in?
Mm-hmm.
I'm blame. It's not good.
This is so fierce. Y'all trying to turn it like this.
We're not going to make it a topic. I wish them the best.
So is Nicole going? Is Nicole going to the new the comm ball coming up, or did she get kicked out of that?
Wouldn't you have to ask her?
Is who? Wait, is who?
your good sister Nicole.
Wait, who?
Girl.
Is she going where?
It's a combo. There is a combo coming up. I think it's in Texas.
Is she going to Vogue Nights tonight? That's what you're asking.
Oh?
She's local. She doesn't, you know. Her boots aren't made for walking. Her boots aren't made for walking.
Well, oh, so that's what was under the nun's outfit.
Oh,
oh,
God. No.
People keep asking me about these photos. I'm not gonna do it.
So Devon, what happened to, remember I asked you, you know, in the other room, what happened to the rest of the video? You ain't never found out?
Oh, you know what? I have to ask him. I thought it was both on my page. I think that I only ended up putting one. It was a good interview though. I enjoyed it.
We have a caller, 410-685, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, London, this is Big Riz Divine. I just wanted to say, and I thank you.
Oh, my God. And you're welcome.
And I thank
yes.
you, Kula.
That is a mess. Oh, God, that's such a mess.
Oh,
I
wait,
wonder if someone gets their, if someone gets their cookies pumped, did they have any filling in that, or?
You know, do you notice it starts to fall after a while?
Oh, they are having it. Oh, they are. The House of Mizrahi, 20th anniversary.
Having it, you know.
The house that wins the most points gets 10,000 coins.
Oh, that's hot.
And who stole it?
Second place.
The
Mizrahi. 3,000, and third place gets 2,000.
And where are you supposed to be? In New York? Atlanta.
No, we're not promoting. No, not.
Ugh.
Actually, I'm about to delete it out of my room.
Well, only time will tell then, hey.
Only time should tell.
I might have to jump in the house. I need to share those coins with somebody. So wait a minute. Can I draw my own house?
Does anybody know any information on that ball that went on Sinai and all of them came out from last week or something, when it's going to air on TV?
Oh, no, that was for Jack. That was I believe it was actually a pilot series of something that will be
happening. Oh, so that was like the beginning.
Yeah, that was the beginning, if I'm not correct. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's right.
Okay. Yeah,
it's
a bit like,
oh, bloody. Now, are these clubs going to be FDIC insured, or?
Are we going to be what?
Is the 10,000 going to be FDIC insured, or is it guaranteed coins there, or?
They'll probably be a sponsor.
Because I would hate to have to my house to win that, and we don't get our coins, and then we have to,
So house parents share the coins with their children? Because I don't.
Oh. Ooh. What is
Kelly doing? It's been 5 minutes. She over there trying.
I'm back, honey. I'm just going through. I'm going through something right now.
What's wrong with the
phone, Kelly?
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Baby, ain't none of y'all can help me with it, so baby, there's no reason to keep asking what's wrong.
Ooh, that was a bitch. Damn, that was a little evil,
sis.
Damn.
That was a little
really?
Blow. We are pretty
sad
right now.
I love
okay,
you.
Okay, well, none of y'all can't help me with it, so, oh, wow, Chanel.
Oh, fuck us. Yeah, so fuck you bitches. Can't none of y'all help me any motherfucking way. Fuck all you hoes.
Yes, yes to my sister, yes.
Baby.
I need to see.
Did you see what was under the nun's robe?
No.
Oh.
Kelly, did you see that I know what you did last summer, rain boots, and the nun outfit?
Yeah, I'm not gonna control with this.
She goes, you. I know what you did last summer with those boots.
Baby, Sister Mary Clarence. Who y'all see, Sister Mary Clarence?
Do not insult Whoopi like that.
Oh, that's it.
London, say it. And the person was in a course. And the person was in a course. Say it.
Kelly, I just got some tea that from Maury today. You will be coming back out as Overall Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
Girl, where did you get that from?
They say Atlanta Labor Day, TJ.
No, not while this show is on, girl, please. Jasmine, cut those cords.
Honey, baby, I'm Kelly Couture, honey.
Speaking about that, did we have this is for Divine. Divine, did we ever get care for clarification to see if the house... Cartier, Cartier, whatever that damn house is. Are they joining Blahnik or?
Oh, some are. Milan, I asked Milan live on TV. He said that some are and some are not.
So what's going to happen to the rest of the house? Are they even considered a house or?
Yeah, they're considered a house. I don't know what's going to happen with the rest of them because I'm not from that house, and the person that's over that house, you know, doesn't want me to let her name out of my mouth.
So they're stealing kids from the Cartiers.
They're not stealing kids because they're not Cartiers. They were the fake Cartiers that are actually Van Cartier. Remember Tanya? Didn't authorize that.
Okay.
So, Divine, is it really true that the Illuminati in Baltimore became Chanel? Yes, it is. Xavier, father, he's the father of New York now, if I'm not mistaken.
So, 267-259, you're live over there.
Yes, how is everybody doing?
Well, Lord.
Maya Angelou is still with us. And Maya arrives from the dead once again. Hello, Maya.
Yes, I ended up taking the Tylenol PM instead of my blood pressure PM, and it put me right to sleep. Yes, and I thank you.
So did you dream of a poem?
No.
Maya,
what's going on today?
I can't take these pictures.
Wait a minute, can I ask something? Who was watching Sister Ace in the background?
Who's the one what did you say, Marina?
heard them sing it. I know, because I, well, see, that's one of my favorite moves. So I heard them sing it, and it's who was watching that?
Yeah.
Is that you, Devon?
That was me. That was me. I was looking at Sister Mary Clarence.
Yes, where's
I
Mother Kelly?
No, that's Sister Clarence Murray.
Yes, with Glendon.
Oh, no, tsunami. It's like a tsunami,
oh,
girl.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Ariella.
My God. Oh, my God.
Ariella.
Yes, London, say it again.
Blah.
London, I need you to say something for me, London.
What can't you?
And I thank you.
Okay.
Naima, yeah, white cacao.
Yes.
Naima, say white cacao like 6 times.
Well known.
Who's that?
That's
Ariella Tsunami. Oh, my God. Well, didn't you post a thing of the Asian girl on the, in who was that with the singing?
Oh.
Leg?
Oh.
Oh, with the finger?
Yes.
With the extra finger down below?
Yes, a very small one. A little one. You ever bought about in the sausages in the can? From the market.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did it give you Vienna sausage?
Yes, and I thank you.
Yes, Maya.
Does it come out, or is that a turtleneck attached to that, or?
Baby.
But wait, London, I have a question.
I think it's a stretchy one. I think it's the stretchy one. You can, like, pull it to adjust it.
Well, yes, oh. Whack and cut.
And I thank you, Whack and cut.
Yes.
Whack and cut. White Kung Kao.
Yes.
Is that White Kung Kao?
Baby. Oh, I'm going to order me some pork fried rice.
So
with an egg roll.
Private caller. Huh? We have a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, no.
Is that white cat?
Oh, my God.
Paula, you're gone. We have to be careful of the white cat cows out there. Do we have another caller?
Where's my introduction, you know?
Maya, you've been playing us lately. You ain't been trying to put the little poem in there. That's fucked up.
No, you know, the senior citizen.
Oh, yes. It's the old way.
Yes, for Maya Angelou. How are you doing?
Was that all?
Yes. Peace be to you.
Ruby, are you there? Ruby? No, Ruby?
That was my introduction,
and I thank you.
Oh, okay.
Maya,
yeah.
We have not got a poem from you, and I don't know how long. Why are you playing us like this?
You know, and I really couldn't do any public speaking because of my bronchitis.
So do you have any, like, ode poems that you just want to recite for us?
I have to go in my archives, but you know, I have to keep looking over my shoulder.
Can we start you off with some keywords and you finish?
Sure. Give me
the. Can you do phenomenal tranny?
Phenomenal tranny. She looks like a woman, but she used to be Manny. sitting under a tree, bobbing for apples. Then she goes. I'm not even going to finish. And I thank you. Working cow.
Working cow.
So, London, why would you put the picture of Red Butcher up in the room?
You know, Kelly's default.
You tried my, you really, really tried my sister. You did. London, are you the working cow we are all worried about?
So yay. I got to that Madea must have set it off because the firefighters in Atlanta are battling a fire that broke out at Tyler Perry's studio around 9 a.m. this evening. Atlanta fire officials began battling a four-alarm blaze at Tyler Perry's studio.
Yes, well, maybe Miley Cyrus was smoking a bong in the studios. The White and Cow.
What is White and Cow?
Oh, working cow. Divine, say it for me, Divine. Divine.
It's actually an N-E. It's an N-E.
It's White Kung Kao.
It's White Kung Kao. You just have to say it fast.
It's White Cunt Con, because we thought White Cunt was Silla Descada, but he took his boots and he made them for walking in another house, and now he's a con. So now his name is White Cunt Con. White Cunt Con.
White Cunt Con.
White Cunt Con.
Yes, White Cunt Con. Mm.
So we nicknamed her White Cunt Cow.
White Cunt Con. Her name is White Cunt Con. White Cunt Con.
So, London, wait a minute. So, what was going on in L.A. when they took Cassandra in them laptop and the people had a $775,000 bill?
Oh, yes, honey. Yeah, that was fear, Maya. You got to be in London or you need me to fill it in?
You tell me, Divine.
Right. So, yeah, fill it in.
So it was, yes, it was, remember about, it was about a week before, it was probably like around March 14th or something, like a week before the Vegas ball. Cassandra came down to visit Los Angeles and had some type of, she was with Junior, who had an altercation with another girl, Ashley, and the altercation started somewhere on the street at an after party and ended up, the girls coming back to Junior's hotel, and Cassandra was accompanying Junior in the room at the time, along with another Ebony Vogue femme. And there was a knock at the door. There was a who is it? There was a room service. There was a door opening, and there was a lot of fists flying. And Cassandra ended up under a table. And, you know, they said, oh, girl, come from under the table. We're not going to get you. And they pulled her out and put her in a hallway as they commenced to taking laptops, iPhones, and clothing, and all kind of shit.
And this was a bunch of queens there, DBS?
Yes, gangster girls, honey. Yes.
So did they really have her under the table?
Yes. My sister told me specifically, she went to the table, went to Cassandra under the table, was like, come on, baby, we don't want you. They want her. And they commenced to attacking the other one.
Okay, well, on that note, it's time to definitely get up out of here. It is 1:30. We're not going to be here all night tonight.
Can we please have to 2 o'clock, Kelly? Please.
No, Maya. I have to get up in the morning and get on the road and get up out of here, okay?
I have, like, 3 different hair appointments.
Okay, but don't forget, we'll be live back on the air tomorrow night for the State of Emergency with the legendary icon CEO Jasmine Couture, episode 12. Definitely tune into that. It's definitely going to be a hot show. It's definitely going to be enlightening. It's definitely going to be intelligent. It's definitely going to be worth it.
Oh, my God.
Maya, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Yes. Yeah, goodnight to her and to her. Goodnight to Wacken Kyle.
Lucia, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Bye, everybody.
Okay. Devon, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Oh, God. London's tea party is popping off. Good night. Benji Juice, you're a bad bitch. I love you tonight.
Okay.
Everybody,
can you say goodnight to the girls?
White Kankow, love you all.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall Mother Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will be your own. And don't forget that Marcus will also be on the air tomorrow to definitely talk about the North Carolina Awards Ball. I'm going to take y'all away with the commercials, and I'll see y'all back here live tomorrow night.
The second annual Baltimore Awards Ball, May 19th. Grand prize, $1,000. The Ultimate House Grand March as a famous family. All houses must register no later than May 5th. Your mini grants include $500 for open to all performance, soft versus dramatic. Your team captains are Little James Khan, Little Rodney 007, Luke Ebony, Bloom Revlon, Beyonce Ebony. Mini grand number two, $500. Open to all runway team battles, the runway assassin. Team captain, Keith Ebony, Corey Chanel, Maurice Balenciaga, Honeycomb Dior, Dream Allure, Iman Balenciaga. Mini grand number three, $300. Fem Queen Scandalous Triple Threat, the Charlie's Angels, one breathtaking Carter, one sexy realness, and one sinister sex siren. Mini grand number four, $250. Sun Queen vs. Witch Queen, legendary performance. Psychedelic madness. That's the second annual Baltimore Awards Ball, May 19th. Address, 851 Holland Street, Baltimore, Maryland. $30 all night. Tables will be fully stocked with refreshments and beverages. That's $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Doors open at 3 p.m. Ball starts at 5 p.m. This is an early ball, so please don't be late. Contact Father David Chanel for tables and info. 443-220-3483. Again, that's 443-220-3483.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manila Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Von Allure. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Femme. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there!